In the frigid darkness of space, two men from opposing sides of the Cold War found themselves on parallel journeys. Alexei Leonov, the Soviet spacewalker, became the first human to float freely in the cosmic void, tethered only by an umbilical cord as he tumbled uncontrollably before fighting his way back into a spacecraft. David Scott, the meticulous American engineer pilot, faced his own brush with death when his Gemini 8 spacecraft began an uncontrolled spin that nearly rendered him unconscious. These men, once trained as fighter pilots potentially to kill each other, instead became pioneers exploring the ultimate frontier. Their shared memoir, Two Sides of the Moon, reveals how the most dangerous military standoff in history transformed into humanity's greatest adventure. Isn't it remarkable how competition can sometimes elevate us beyond our divisions? Both men's journeys began with childhood fascinations with flight. Leonov grew up in harsh Siberian conditions where temperatures plunged below minus 50 C. His peaceful childhood ended when his father was falsely branded an enemy of the people during Stalin's purges, forcing the family to flee to Kemerovo, where 11 family members shared a tiny room. Despite these hardships, Leonov developed passions for drawing and flying. David Scott's earliest memory also involved aircraft, watching his father fly in formation over Texas. Though regulations prevented him from flying with his father until age 12, his father would drop parachute messages from his plane as he flew over their yard. When World War II erupted, Scott's father deployed overseas, and David wouldn't see him for 3 years. As Cold War tensions escalated in the late 1950s, both men found themselves on potential conflicts front lines. Scott's fighter squadron was placed on highest alert when Soviet tanks entered Budapest in 1956, while Leonov viewed the Hungarian uprising through Soviet propaganda. The space race began when the Soviets launched Sputnik in October 1957, demonstrating their technological prowess and sparking American determination to catch up. On April 12, 1961, Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space aboard Vostok 1. Leonov, watching from a remote monitoring post, recognized his friend on the grainy monitor. After Gagarin's successful 108-minute flight, Moscow erupted in celebration. This achievement, along with Alan Shepard's subsequent flight, prompted Kennedy to commit America to landing on the moon before the decade's end. By 1965, Leonov was preparing for his historic spacewalk aboard Voskhod 2. When the outer hatch opened on March 18th, he pushed out of the airlock and let go. Below him stretched a colorful panorama, the Black Sea, Greece and Italy to his left, the Crimea ahead, and the snow-capped Caucasus Mountains to his right. The experience turned terrifying when his spacesuit ballooned in the vacuum, pulling his extremities from their positions. Unable to enter feet first as trained, he had to bleed oxygen and maneuver head first. Their troubles continued with cabin pressure issues, violent spinning during re-entry, and landing in deep snow in a remote forest. They spent the night in their damaged capsule with an open hatch as temperatures dropped to minus 30 C. When news of Leonov's spacewalk reached NASA, it dramatically affected their Gemini program. NASA quickly made their plans more ambitious, with Ed White completing America's first spacewalk on Gemini 4. In August 1965, Scott was assigned to Gemini 8 with Neil Armstrong as commander for their most comprehensive mission yet. On March 16, 1966, Scott and Armstrong successfully reached orbit and achieved the historic first docking in space with the Agena target vehicle. But disaster struck when their spacecraft began an unexplained violent roll that intensified even after disconnecting from the Agena. They were spinning at nearly one revolution per second, approaching blackout with no tracking station in range. With tunnel vision setting in and G-forces throwing their heads outward, Neil made the critical decision to activate the re-entry control system, their last resort. Despite the extreme conditions, he managed to flip the awkwardly positioned switch while fighting the tumble. Their spin gradually stopped, revealing a malfunctioning thruster number 8 that forced an early return to Earth and denied Scott his planned spacewalk. The space race claimed lives on both sides. On January 27, 1967, Apollo 1 astronauts Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee died in a launch pad fire. Months later, Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov perished when his Soyuz parachute failed during re-entry. The following year, Yuri Gagarin's death in a plane crash devastated the Soviet program. Both nations persevered through tragedy. Apollo 8 orbited the moon on Christmas Eve 1968, capturing the iconic Earthrise photos and marking America's first major space first against the Soviets. Few knew how narrow the victory was. Soviet Zond spacecraft had flown unmanned lunar missions just weeks earlier. In July 1969, Apollo 11 achieved the ultimate goal. When Neil Armstrong stepped onto the lunar surface on July 20, his words resonated perfectly. "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Kennedy's deadline had been met, with America prevailing in the arena the Soviets had chosen to demonstrate their system's superiority. As Apollo 15 commander, Scott led Al Worden and Jim Irwin on the first mission to use the lunar roving vehicle for extended lunar exploration. After landing on July 30, 1971, Scott reflected, "As I stand out here in the wonders of the unknown at Hadley, I sort of realize there's a fundamental truth to our nature. Man must explore." Driving the rover felt like a cross between a bucking bronco and a small boat in a heavy swell, kicking up impressive dust rooster tails. At Spur Crater, they discovered the Genesis Rock, a small white rock with sunlight-catching crystals perched on a gray pinnacle, dating approximately 4.1 billion years old. In 1972, U.S.-Soviet relations began to thaw. During Nixon's historic Moscow visit, both nations committed to the Apollo-Soyuz test project. When the spacecraft docked in July 1975, Stafford and Leonov exchanged the first international handshake in space, symbolizing a new era of cooperation. Looking back, both men gained profound perspective from their journeys. Though trained as Cold Warriors, their experiences transformed their worldviews. Leonov reflected, "Despite being propelled into space by Cold War competition, I realized Earth is home to just one human race." Scott similarly observed how seeing Earth from the moon revealed the interrelated physical and climatic features of our luminous blue globe in a way photographs cannot fully capture. With old rivalries gone, these former adversaries created interwoven memoirs showing how the moon race transcended its political origins. From a historical perspective, our planetary exploration is barely post-Columbian. We've just begun our cosmic journey. When we look at the moon today, we should see not just a hostile world, but part of Earth's story, a place where humanity took its first steps into an endless frontier. The greatest legacy of the space race is the reminder that exploration unites us in our shared humanity.